For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This just in from the Wilson County News. A 31-year-old Wilson County jailer is out on bond after he was arrested November 3rd on the charge of delivery of a controlled substance into a correctional facility. Stephen Ellis Simpson of Floresville posted $6,000 bond following his arrest and immediate incarceration for the third-degree felony charge. He is alleged to have delivered a small amount of a narcotic to a female prisoner on two occasions, according to Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett Jr. A female inmate and a former male trustee who have been released tipped off Wilson County Sheriff's Department investigator Gary Laughlin of the alleged activity. Because Simpson had been an excellent and trusted employee, and I had no proof that he had delivered anything to anyone, I decided it would be better to approach him when he returned to work, Laughlin said. It's a shame he allowed their relationship to escalate to taking her dope. He is so young to throw his life away. And so, the drug war claims another victim. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Drugs cause violence. That's a fact. Drug legalization advocates contend that it is drug prohibition, and not the drugs themselves, that is responsible for the violence and destruction we associate with illegal narcotics. But to find evidence to the contrary, we need look no further than Baltimore, Maryland State Prison. Recently, several officers have been charged with smuggling illegal drugs and contraband to the inmates. And guess what happened? According to correctional experts, drugs fuel violence in prisons. Gangs fight over drug turf, and those who cannot pay their drug debts become targets for assault. Now think about this. In arguably the most controlled environment one could ask for, drugs are introduced. Their presence spawns nothing but violence and corruption. From this alone, we should conclude that drug legalization is a bad idea. Do I need to draw you a chart? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
This story out of Salem, Oregon, and the Statesman Journal. Salem City employees to undergo drug tests. Three unions agree to random checks, which will begin in January. Quoting Tom Faw, the AFSCME representative, they're willing to give up a bit of their personal liberty to open up a door for the salvation of a co-worker, end quote. According to Lauren Chenard, the Human Resources and Risk Services Director for the City of Eugene, quote, I'm not a real proponent of random drug testing on a whole class of people who may or may not need it, end quote. Once again, Americans prove they are ever ready to give up a portion of their liberty if someone can promise additional security and a paycheck. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.